Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 7. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es wunderbar. Und dir, Marc?
Mir geht's auch sehr, sehr gut heute. I wonder how our listeners are doing today. And I wonder what they've been doing, what they did yesterday, what they did last week. Because, of course, we're talking about the perfect tense. Last time we learned how to use the perfect tense, and I believe that we're taking this further today.
Yes, exactly. Last time we looked at how to build the perfect tense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how to do this, Marc?
We need haben as an auxiliary verb, and then we combine that with the past participle.
Yes, exactly.
What did you call it in German again?
The Partizip 2.
Okay.
And do you know how to build the Partizip 2 for regular verbs?
Yeah, for regular verbs, we get the stem of the verb. So we take off the en of the infinitive and we add a t at the end and we add a g at the beginning.
Yes. Can you make an example? For example, with machen?
Ich habe meine Hausaufgabe gemacht.
Sehr gut. I'm really glad to hear this, Marc.
Okay. Now, in this episode, we also will be talking to Julia. And Julia's got something interesting to tell us about what she has been up to, too. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. Now, you said earlier, Andrea, that we're going to be taking this a little further today. What else do we need to learn about the perfect tense?
Well, there is more than one auxiliary verb in the perfect tense.
Okay.
So one we discussed, which is haben.
Okay.
And the other one, do you have any idea what it could be?
Well, based on the other languages that I've been working in, I'm going to guess that it is the verb to be.
Exactly.
Which is sein in German.
Yes. So do we quickly want to conjugate sein?
Yeah, let's conjugate sein. Ich bin.
Mm-hmm.
Du bist.
Ja.
Sie, es ist.
Genau.
Wir sind.
Ja.
Ihr seid.
Ja.
With a D at the end.
Yes, exactly.
Sie sind.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Now, we're going to use that then as an auxiliary verb and put it together with a past participle again for the perfect tense.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to make a quick example.
Okay.
Ich bin gestern um 22 Uhr ins Bett gegangen.
So you're saying that yesterday you went to bed at 10 o'clock, 2200 hours.
Very good. Excellent.
Can you say it again?
Ich bin gestern um 22 Uhr ins Bett gegangen.
Right. Let's hear that past participle.
Gegangen.
Now, I'm guessing that you went to bed. Is that from the verb to go?
Yes, exactly.
Which is gehen.
Gehen. And the Partizip 2 ist gegangen.
Gegangen. So, can we just conjugate the whole of this verb in the perfect? Could I say, ich bin gegangen?
Ja.
I went.
Mm-hmm.
Du bist gegangen?
Genau.
Sie, es ist gegangen?
Ja.
Wir sind gegangen?
Ja.
Ihr seid gegangen.
Genau.
Sie sind gegangen.
Super, sehr gut.
Right. Why? Ha. Why do we use sein here as our auxiliary verb?
I would like you to work this out for yourself, Marc. And I'm going to make a few more examples.
Okay.
So I have three sentences. Ich bin nach Berlin geflogen. Ich bin mit dem Zug nach München gefahren. Wir sind heute nicht zur Schule gegangen.
Okay, I think I understand those three examples. First of all, you said the first one, say it again.
Ich bin nach Berlin geflogen.
I'm going to guess that means that you flew to Berlin.
Genau.
And then the second one?
Ich bin mit dem Zug nach München gefahren.
So I think you took the train to Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one?
Wir sind heute nicht zur Schule gegangen.
So there, I think you're saying that today we did not go to school.
Genau.
Okay. This is where sometimes having other languages helps, but sometimes it also hinders things too. Because I know that in French and in Italian, you would be using the verb to be for verbs, what we would call verbs of motion in some cases. But also things like being born and dying aren't necessarily involving motion.
Yes, it's a tricky one. So what we use in German is the rule that when we have a change of place or a change of state, then we use sein. So if we look at to be born, ich bin im April geboren.
I was born in April.
Yes.
Ich auch.
Super.
Ich bin auch in April geboren.
Sehr gut.
Geboren. Okay. I think I've come across geboren before just as an item of vocabulary almost. So, all of the verbs that you chose there in the examples, ich bin nach Berlin geflogen. Okay. From the verb fliegen, yeah?
Yeah.
So, geflogen, there's movement involved. There's a change of place involved.
Yes,
there.
A change of place. It's not just movement, because we could also say that dancing is movement.
Yeah, okay.
But we say, ich habe getanzt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's really when we went from A to B that we use sein as the auxiliary verb.
So if you danced all the way from Hamburg to Kiel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then you would use sein. Ich bin von Hamburg nach Kiel getanzt.
So, okay, then you mentioned ich bin mit dem Zug
gefahren.
So I went with the train. Mm-hmm. I traveled by train to Munich, I think, nach München.
Genau. So first I was somewhere else, maybe in Berlin, but now I'm in Munich, and that's why we use sein.
And the last one is perhaps more obvious, because they were talking about going, and going always involves movement.
Yes, even if we don't go somewhere, like in my example, wir sind heute nicht zur Schule gegangen.
Okay, so we didn't go to school. Now, I get the ones where you change place. That kind of seems quite obvious. Can you give us some more examples about the change of state?
Yes, of course. So I have one sentence. Ich bin eingeschlafen.
Right, okay. Schlafen is to sleep.
Yes.
I thought we've previously talked about ich habe geschlafen.
Yes, but we're not looking at schlafen. We're looking at einschlafen, to fall asleep.
So there's a change of state.
Exactly.
You're going from awake to asleep.
Exactly.
So, ich habe geschlafen, ich habe 10 Stunden geschlafen,
yes,
as we said.
Yes, and you're in the same state for 10 hours.
Yep.
Whereas, ich bin eingeschlafen, first you were awake, now you are asleep.
And there we've got a separable verb.
Yes.
Eingeschlafen, the G comes in the middle, eingeschlafen.
Genau.
Ich bin eingeschlafen. Okay, let's have some other examples.
Well, we have the opposite of falling asleep. Er ist aufgewacht.
Okay, so is the verb there wachen?
Aufwachen.
Aufwachen, okay. So to wake up, aufwachen, and then it becomes aufgewacht.
Genau, sehr gut.
Ich bin aufgewacht, oder er ist aufgewacht.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third example, Franziska ist 3 Zentimeter gewachsen.
Now that one, I am a little more, well, I'm guessing it means she grew.
Yes.
She grew 3 centimeters.
Genau.
So what's the verb there?
Wachsen.
Wachsen. Okay, I've never heard of wachsen before.
Yeah, it's to grow.
Okay.
Yeah, so zum Beispiel Pflanzen wachsen.
Okay, so plants grow.
Yeah, aber auch Menschen wachsen.
And people grow too.
Genau, sehr gut.
And because there's a change of state, a change of size, I guess.
Yes.
We use sein as our auxiliary verb.
Exactly, because before Franziska was 3 centimeters shorter, but now she is
3 centimeters taller.
Exactly.
Okay, sie ist 3 Zentimeter gewachsen.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to do a little more practice with all of this, but I think that will come up after our break. And we'll also hear from Julia after our break and find out what she has been up to. All that in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back to Coffee Break German.
Ja, herzlich willkommen. Jetzt hören wir von Julia, was sie gemacht hat.
Hallöchen, Marc und Andrea. Und guten Tag an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. Ich bin's wieder, Julia, eure Kulturreporterin. Wie geht's euch? Wie war euer Wochenende? How was your weekend? I had a lovely weekend and I'm going to tell you why. Letztes Wochenende bin ich zu einer Hochzeit gegangen. Meine Freunde haben geheiratet. Wir haben viel gegessen, viel getanzt und sehr viel gelacht. Well, can you guess what I did last weekend and where I went? It has something to do with the noun Hochzeit and the verb heiraten. Okay, I won't keep you in suspense any longer. My friends got married. Meine Freunde haben geheiratet. Heiraten means to marry. And so I went to a wedding. Ich bin zu einer Hochzeit gegangen. Hochzeit is the German word for wedding. I think that the actual wedding with the ceremony, the dress, the cake and the music is maybe not too different to the weddings you know. Nowadays, for example, more and more couples celebrate hen nights or stag parties, or of course bachelor or bachelorette parties, following the British or American example. But my friends didn't. They decided to celebrate the so-called end of their freedom in a different way, in a very traditional German way. I'm talking about the Polterabend. So poltern means a clatter or making a lot of noise. And Abend, as you know, evening. This is a wedding custom which is celebrated on the night before the wedding. This is not like the hen party for the ladies and the stag party for the men. In this tradition, the couple celebrates together, inviting all their friends. Many couples use this event as a way of including people that they are not able to invite to the wedding itself. The name derives from the fact that the guests break porcelain that they brought with them in order to bring luck to the couple's marriage. We have an old saying in German which is Scherben bringen Glück. I'm sure you know what Glück is. Remember the expression viel Glück? But do you know what Scherben are? It's linked to the English word shard, so broken bits of porcelain bring luck to the couple. Maybe you'll have the chance one day to be invited to a German wedding or a Polterabend. Be very careful, though, and don't bring a mirror, because if you break that, it'll be 7 Jahre Unglück. 7 years of bad luck. So that's all from me today. Zurück zu Andrea und Marc ins Studio. Tschüss!
Vielen Dank, Julia. It's always great to get a cultural insight into things because learning a language is about so much more than just the language. And of course, when we can hear more examples of German, then it's all the better for us.
Exactly.
So, Andrea, we are looking at these perfect tenses, and I think we need to do a little more practice and perhaps study a few more of the past participles, because I think it's difficult sometimes to know quite how they are formed.
Yes, let's look at some of the verbs that we have used in this session.
Mm-hmm.
For example, einschlafen.
Okay, so that was to fall asleep.
Yes, do you remember the Partizip 2?
Well, it's separable, so I think it's eingeschlafen.
Genau, sehr gut. And then we looked at aufwachen, yeah,
okay.
Aufgewacht, which is regular.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do after we have woken up?
You get up.
Yeah, genau. And our verb for this is aufstehen.
Aufstehen. So how would we form the past participle of that one?
Aufgestanden.
Okay, now that's funny because there's a stand in there. We're kind of standing up from bed, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Aufgestanden, to stand up almost.
Yes. So could you say, I got up?
Ich bin aufgestanden.
Sehr gut, super. And then let's look at some of the verbs that show that we're going from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Gehen, we know gehen. Do you remember the Partizip 2?
Gegangen.
Sehr gut, super. And what about kommen?
I'm guessing gekommt.
Almost gekommen.
Gekommen, okay. So kommen becomes gekommen. Ich
genau.
Bin gekommen.
Genau, super.
Okay.
And then we have fahren.
So that's kind of like to travel.
Yes, it could also be, for example, to drive.
To drive, okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the past participle there?
Gefahren.
Gefahren, okay. Wir sind nach München gefahren.
Genau, super.
We drove to Munich.
It could be we drove to Munich or we traveled to Munich.
Okay.
And then if we travel by air, fliegen.
And we heard this one, that would become geflogen.
Genau.
Okay, so Fritz und Frederika sind nach Hamburg geflogen.
Genau, super, sehr gut. So, what if you are in a hurry and you need to get to the train station very quickly? What verb would we use?
To run?
Yeah, what is it in German?
Okay, I think, I'm not 100% sure here, but I think based on my knowledge of German films, it's Rennen.
Ja, sehr gut.
I'm
Rennen.
Thinking of Lola.
Genau, Rennen.
Rennen.
And our Partizip 2 is gerannt.
Gerannt, okay. Yeah,
so what did Lola do?
Lola rennt in the
yeah?
present tense, but Lola ist gerannt.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
So she ran. Zum Bahnhof? Or,
genau, ja.
To the
Sie ist zum Bahnhof gerannt.
Sie ist zum Bahnhof gerannt. Okay.
Sehr gut. Now, Mark, I would like you to answer some of my questions.
Okay.
In German, of course.
Natürlich.
Mark, wann bist du gestern aufgestanden?
Okay. Ich bin um 7 Uhr. Aufgestanden.
Mhm. Sehr interessant. Und wann bist du zur Arbeit gegangen?
Also ich bin um 8 Uhr zur Arbeit gegangen.
Aha. Und wann bist du nach Hause gekommen?
Ich bin um 5 Uhr oder 5:30 nach Hause gekommen.
Ja, sehr gut. Und wann bist du ins Bett gegangen?
Ich bin gestern um 23 Uhr ins Bett gegangen.
Ah, sehr spät. Aber wann bist du eingeschlafen?
Ich bin um 23 Uhr 1 eingeschlafen.
Ah, das ist sehr gut. Du bist schnell eingeschlafen.
Ja, das, how would I say that was late? Das
war spät.
Das war spät. Und ich
war müde.
Ich war müde.
Genau, sehr gut.
That's not like the perfect tense, is it?
No, it isn't. For haben und sein, we don't use the perfect tense. We use the imperfect.
Okay, I don't think we should get into that today. But if we think about ich war, that's like saying I was. So
genau.
I think maybe we can stick with that, yeah?
Yes.
Well, that is where we're going to leave this episode. Okay, as usual, we'd like to remind you that there are lots more materials available for Coffee Break German, and you can find them at coffeebreakgermanplus.com. We have video versions of the lessons, lesson notes, and the bonus listening materials, which will help you test what you've learned so far. So head over to coffeebreakgermanplus.com to find out how you can access all of that on the Coffee Break Academy.
And as usual, we're setting you a challenge. And this week, we would like you to post a comment on Facebook or indeed on the website where you can tell us where you went last on vacation. You can tell us where you went and how you traveled using the perfect tense with sein. And you can also tell us what you did. There you are more likely to use the perfect tense with haben. We look forward to reading your posts.
We do indeed. And of course, at Facebook, you can just search for Coffee Break German or head to facebook.com/Coffee Break German. You can find Coffee Break German on Instagram, and we are at Learn German on Twitter. And once again, if you happen to have the time, we would love you to spend just 1 minute giving us a review in iTunes and letting us know how you are enjoying this second season of Coffee Break German. But that's it for now. Das reicht für heute. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.